Have you ever been there? Asking questions like that. Because I took those kids. What I eat, that's what they eat. They are my kids. So, and then all of a sudden I cannot pay fees. I'm like, what is happening here? Even the prayer life changes. You're like, I don't know. Let me pray. But, you know. But God is always, never early, never too late. It's always on time. I'm telling you, I wiped that debt. So now, to God be the glory. So no matter what you're going through, Jesus is there. That's why I say, who's this Jesus? He is the solution to every problem. No matter what the problem is, I'm telling you. I've seen people get healed of cancer. I've seen people get healed of AIDS. It's your faith towards God. That there is no doctor knows you than God. God is the one who made you. I've never seen somebody like this guy deals with Mercedes-Benz. I cannot drive a Toyota and take it there. I'm like, you know, Spear Motor, can you do this Toyota? They will chase me out. So who knows you? The doctor or God? God knows you. I'm telling you, if you have a problem, you just lay on his feet. He will do what you're asking for. You are son, you are daughter. You belong to him. He's the only father you have. Maybe you have an earthly father, but to me, he's my daddy. God is my daddy. That one, nobody can change it. So, to a lawyer, he's the lawgiver. He is advocate. He is a judge. Jesus, to a lawyer, he's a lawgiver and he is an advocate. He is a judge. To architecture, he is the chief cornerstone. To the artist, is altogether lovely. To astronomy, he is the morning star. To the baker, he is the bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life to the baker. So, no matter what situation, Jesus is right there. To the banker, he is heavenly treasure and unsearchable riches. To the botanist, he is the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. To the biologicalist, he is life. To the builder, he's a sure foundation. Jesus is your sure foundation. To the carpenter, he's the door. Because we know he's the way, the truth, and life. Nobody can go through the Father except through him. So Jesus is the door. There might be so many Jesus out there, but we believe in one Jesus. The Son of God. It's a lot of them in Mexico, in Brazil. But this Jesus we're speaking about is our Savior, is our Lord. To the editor, he's the good news. To the educator, he is a master teacher. To the engineer, he's the new and living way. To the farmer, he's the sower and the Lord of the harvest. To the farmer, he's a sower and the Lord of the harvest. It can be your job. Maybe it's going bad. Things are not right. Man, you've been working 10 years. No increase, nothing. But remember, he is the sower and he is the Lord of the harvest. Amen. Then to the geologist, he is the rock of ages. To the horticulturist, he is a true vein and the roots out of the dry ground. To the juror, he is a power of great price. To the philosopher, he is the wisdom of God. To the policeman, he is the power of God. To the preacher, he is the word of God. Jesus is the word of God. Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. So, Jesus is the word of God. To the sailor, he is the master of the sea. To the sculptor, he is a stone cut without hand. To the servant, he is a good master. Jesus is a good master. To the sheep farmer, he is the good shepherd. To the soldier, he's the captain of the Lord host and the captain of our salvation. To the zoologist, he is the lamb and the lion of Judah. To the lonely, he is a friend who sticks a clothing than a brother. To the weary, he's a rest. To the hungry, he is food. To the thirsty, he is the water. Jesus is the word of life. To the sick, he is divine health and great physician. To the weak, he is strength. To the bound, he is deliverance. To the sinner, he is our savior. Okay? History is his story. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the King of Glory. He is together, lovely one. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Without him, life is empty and worthless. Right? Without Jesus, life is empty and worthless. Without him, you cannot do nothing and you are nothing. Jesus is all in all. We are actually nothing without God. Amen? Many have tried. There are actually people who cut Jesus out of their lives and ended up dying, burning the Bible, and their lives end up in a mess. So we cannot live without Jesus. Okay. The question still comes up, who is this Jesus? He is portrayed. You know my tongue, so please forgive me. In every book of the Bible. So why I wanted actually to know, you need to know this. What are we going to read? I've read all that. This is Jesus in a whole book of the Bible from Genesis. Who is this Jesus? What does the Bible, the book of Genesis call Jesus? Because unless you have gone to Bible college or whatever, but you might not know. You might not know Jesus. Who is Jesus in the book of Exodus? Does the book of Exodus represent, like show Jesus? So in Genesis, he is a seed of a woman. In the book of Genesis, Jesus is a seed of a woman. In the book of Exodus, he is our Passover lamb. Remember the children of Israel in Egypt. When Moses commanded them, he said, look, go and put a blood on a lintel on a doorpost. When the angel of death will come, will pass over your door. So Jesus was that Passover lamb. So in the book of Exodus, Jesus is represented there. Why am I doing this? Why am I telling you all this? Because our faith is not in any other man but Jesus. I wanted to make you know, before we start reading scriptures and stuff, to know your faith, how your faith is represented in every book of the Bible. And then the next teaching will be based on the faith, and then we go into the word. So in the book of Leviticus, Jesus is our high priest. Remember in the Old Testament, they had a tabernacle. Only the high priest was allowed to go inside the Holy of Holy. Actually, was allowed to enter into the tabernacle, not in the Holy of Holy. And what they used to do, they used to tie a rope and a bell. So whenever they hear the bell, no more ringing, or no more making noise, they know that God has slain him. They just pull back the cope. So Jesus is our high priest. We don't need no any priest to go before us now, because he's our priest. No matter where you are, you can still call on Jesus, because the wall of separation broke from top to bottom. There is no more separation. There is no way you can go, Father, pray for me. You get those things we used to do before. God help them. So those things, we don't do them no more. I can't be in the taxi, or I can't be in my shower. I'm like, Lord Jesus, this was hectic day, but help me, Lord. Because it's my Father. I can talk to my Father anywhere I am. Right? I think that's faith right there. Can I ask you a question? When you're sitting on a chair, did you check it if he can hold you? So that's faith. So don't tell me you don't have faith. You have faith. Because you didn't check, man, hey, I'm too heavy. Let me see if he can take me. No, you just sat. By faith, you sat in that chair. You knew it was going to hold you. So that's that. And if you look at the children, sometimes I go in a supermarket with Maria. She doesn't know, maybe I have 10,000. I want to get bread and milk there, go home. But Maria got chocolate, which is like 5,000. William got a bag of chips. You know why? I'm the authority. Daddy will pay. Yeah, he'll come running, meet me at the counter. I'm like, man, I have only 10,000. What am I going to do here? That's how Jesus is to us. We limit ourselves. You limit yourself the way you pray and the way you trust him. Because if me as a dad to those kids, they don't have even to ask me a permission. They get a chocolate, they get a bag of chips like our daddy will pay. They come with it and put it on the counter. They don't even know if you have money. If you tell them, I don't have money, they should go to the bank. They don't know that even in the bank, the money you use is have to be yours. So those are the things. In the book of Deuteronomy, he is a prophet like Moses. Oh, sorry, in Numbers. He is the pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. Remember the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea when they entered the desert. There was a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. That was Jesus right there. So don't tell me, where's Jesus in Numbers? He's a light to the world. So, Jesus was there. In Deuteronomy, he's a prophet like unto Moses. In Joshua, he is the captain of our salvation. In Judges, he is the judge and lawgiver. Jesus is the judge and he gives the law. In Ruth, he is the kinsman redeemer. Remember the story of Ruth? So he was the kinsman redeemer. In 1 and 2 Samuel, he is our trusted prophet. Remember, 1 and 2 Samuel, there was Prophet Samuel bringing the word to the house of Jesse. So, Jesus was a trusted prophet. In Kings and Chronicle, he is our reigning king. In Ezra, he is our faithful scribe. In Nehemiah, he is a rebuilder of broken walls of human life. No matter what your journey is, no matter where you come from, you might be like me, coming from the clubs or whatever. But Jesus doesn't look at your past. Jesus is looking at your now. What are you doing now? I always look at those people who blame, you know, my father wasn't there for me. My mom died when I was 2. So those kind of people. But what are you doing with your life now? Stop blaming your parents. Look at yourself now, where you are. Because Jesus is the rebuilder of broken walls. You just come to him. Come as you are. Lay at his feet. And he'll put the puzzle together. And nobody, even all of us, I think, we're still on Jesus' operation table. Because I can't say I'm perfect. I don't know about you. Right? So we're still work in progress. He's still rebuilding. And let me tell you something. What hurts most? When you come to Jesus, he gets a chisel. Get a chisel and a hammer. He chips off the lies, the conniving, or all those things. It's not easy. The drinking and the smoking and all the stuff. It hurts, but you have to let it go. So, Jesus is still building our walls, our broken walls of life. In Esther, he is our Mordecai. In Job, he is our Redeemer, for I know my Redeemer lives. So, if you think you're going through too much, look at the story of Job. The man went through so much. I don't know, if it was me, maybe I would have given up or something. But the man, even his wife too, say, look here, deny God. But the man still stood. So salvation is not going to be easy. It's not going to be bed of roses. You say, I'm saved now. I'm going to heaven. Even when I pray for that job, I'll get it. You might not get it, my dear sister or my brother. But does that mean you're going to deny God? Are you going to put Jesus in the corner and say, look here, you didn't give me that job. Or you didn't heal my mother. My mother is dead. Now, you get. So you're going to stand. Like Job stood. He said, I know my Redeemer lives. And if you see the last book of Job, he says, whatever he had, if he had 50 donkeys, he got 100 donkeys. And even he says that the daughters of Job were so pretty, nobody in that time could come closer to them. So that's how God can do. God can raise you from ash and make you sit with kings. That used to be my scripture, 1 Samuel 2:16. God can raise a beggar from the ash or the dunghill to make them sit with kings. And God can do that. It's your trust in him Because trusting doesn't mean I trust my wife with my life. Doesn't mean that I can't give her my credit card. Trust is trust. I trust her. I can give her my bank card. I can give her. Because I trust with my life. So we trust in God. It's like you, man. My life is with you. If you want to take me walking on the street, so be it. It's your life anyway. God, when he wants to take a member of your family, he doesn't come and ask you, hey, can I take this one? No. Is he? They are his people. So, just where were we anyway? Job, okay. Psalms. He is my shepherd and he is my all in all. Jesus is our shepherd. Jesus is our shepherd. We won't go into deep with it. The shepherd, all of you know, the work of the shepherd, what the shepherd do. Looks after the sheep. Actually, in the history of Israel, the shepherd used to sit on the cave. Because they gather the flock together, they push them in a cave. He sits at the cave with a stick. Whatever comes on the way, have to go through him first. That's the shepherd. He feeds the sheep, he protects the sheep, and he guides the sheep. So, Jesus is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Amen? In Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he is our wisdom. I don't know how I'm doing with time, but in Song of Solomon, he is our love and our bridegroom. In Isaiah, he is our Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah, he is the righteous branch. In Lamentation, he is a weeping prophet. In Ezekiel, he is the fourth man, the fourth first man. He is the wheel in the middle of the wheel. In Daniel, he is the fourth man in the fiery furnace. In Hosea, he is a faithful husband, forever married to backsliders. So, you might be here and say, look here, me are backsliding and all of stuff. Jesus is still married to you. Okay? Remember, there is Holy Spirit upon you and Holy Spirit in you. When you backslide, the Holy Spirit does not go away from you. You're still a son. If my son steals my TV and go sell it and he comes back, I don't pull out a gun and shoot him. So the same Holy Spirit which is upon you will bring you back to God. Remember the story of a prodigal son? He realized, he said, let me go and be at least one of my, a servant of my father's house. So it was the Holy Spirit bringing him back. Because that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Of course, sometimes we don't hear him. It's a gentle voice which speaks to you. Amen? Hosea. Okay, we're done. Joel, he is a baptizer of the Holy Ghost and fire. Amos, he is the burden bearer. So cast all your burden unto him because Jesus was made for that. He can take every burden you have. You are not made for the burdens. I'm telling you. You can be stressed out like me when I was stressed out a few months ago. I'm telling you, I couldn't even come to the sound booth. I told the guys, I'm like, can I have a day at some time off? Because how can I be there? My mind is not even on a console. I'm worried about this date and that date and what is going on. I don't know, maybe that's me. But if I can't take something, I can't concentrate on something properly. Like doing the board, you need concentration. Can't alto will be singing that side and the tenor singing this side. So I need to bring them together. So that's me. Obadiah, he is a mighty to save. Jonah, he is a great foreign missionary. Mika, he's a messenger with beautiful feet. Jesus is a messenger with beautiful feet. Remember, blessed are the feet which brings the gospel of the good news. So Jesus is the beautiful feet. Nahum, he is avenger of God's elect. Habakkuk, he is God's evangelist, crying out, revive thy work of the work in the midst of the year. Zephaniah, he is our savior. Haggai is the restorer of God's lost heritage. Jesus is the restorer. Remember, when God created the earth, there was no religion there. It was father-son relationship. when God wanted to come and speak to man, the Bible says he used to come in the garden in the cool of the day and call, "Hey, Adam, let's come here, let's talk." You get? That's that's why actually God created us. It was relationship for relationship. So, that was, Haggai, the restorer of God's lost heritage. Jesus is the one who is restoring that now. He restored us to God. We don't have to go to some church to be prayed for, or you can pray wherever you are because you are restored. You're back to where God wanted you to be. Zechariah, in the house of David, he is a fountain open for sin and uncleanness. In Malachi, he is a son of righteousness who has risen with healing in his wing. So, do you want healing? Jesus has risen with healing in his wing. Has that answered your question? Do you understand now? Jesus is in the Old Testament. In every book of the Bible is represented there. Before we go into New Testament. In New Testament, he's portrayed as the king. Jesus is the king. In Mark, he is a servant. In Luke, he's a son of man. In John, he says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." In Acts of the Apostles, he's the Holy Ghost at work in the midst of the church. We saw Jesus in the book of Acts, how he was at work. They gathered together, 5,000 came to Jesus. They gathered together in the room, the tongues of fire. People started asking, "What is happening here? Isn't those people from Greece? They're Greek and the Hebrew. What other strange language they're speaking?" Because Jesus showed up. Let me tell you something. When Jesus show up in your situation, changes everything around. He turned the church around in the book of Acts. We see miracles in the book of Acts. Okay, in Romans, he is our justifier. In 1 and 2 Corinthians, he is our sanctifier. In Galatians, he is our redeemer from the curse of the law. Jesus is our redeemer from the curse of the law. In Ephesians, he is unsearchable riches. In Philippians, he is the God who supplies all our needs. No matter what the need is, he never said some of the needs, but all our needs. God will satisfy all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, right? No matter what need it is. I want to encourage you this evening. No matter what you're going through, there is no problem which Jesus cannot carry, or your need which cannot bear. He can carry that need. He can change that need. And he can supply your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Because he is our King. In Colossians, he is the fullness of God's head body. In 1 and 2 Thessalonians, he is our soon coming King. And he is coming. We don't know when, but he's coming. Do you know that he's coming? We have to be mindful of that. You know he's coming at the back? Okay. Just checking. 1 and 2 Thessalonians, soon coming King. 1 and 2 Timothy, he is the mediator between God and man. So, when God is about to do something, because the Bible says that Jesus is sitting on the right hand, when God is saying, "Look here, I'm tired of these people, let me just close them off," Jesus is the one who said, "Look here, please hold on to them. Please, let's give them some time." That's the work of Jesus. He's still giving time for you and me to see other people come to Jesus. Other than that, would have been gone a long time ago. So Jesus is a mediator. Titus, he is our faithful pastor. Philemon, he is the friend who sticks closer than a brother. So, Jesus is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Maybe your mom can leave you, your father can leave you, but Jesus will always be there. He always be there. He's somebody you can turn on
2, at 1 o'clock, at 3 o'clock, and call on him, and then he shows up. Because he's a friend who's thicker clothed than a brother. He has done that to me. Because I didn't have a father, I didn't have a mother to turn to. So, he became my everything. Every time I felt stressed, I turned to Jesus. Even when I didn't have a place to pray from, I would go in winter and lay in the park and like cover myself and call on him. So, he's a friend who's thicker clothed than a brother. I'm telling you, he can change no matter what it is. You can see so big, so heavy, you cannot carry it, but Jesus is nothing. You just need to give it to him. Release it to him. Give it to him. I know it's hard, but you have to. By faith, give it to him, and he will help you. He will carry it for you, and he will change the situation. Hebrews, he's the blood of the covenant. In James, he is a great physician. In 1 Peter, he is the chief shepherd who will appear with a crown of unfolding glory. In 1 and 2, 3 John, he is simply love. Jesus is simply love. Okay? Jesus is simply love. How many of us are married? Now when I talk about love, you know what I mean. Love actually gives. Love gives. Lust does not give. Lust takes away. But love gives. Jesus so loved the world, he gave himself to us. So, Jesus is simply love. He loves you. He loves you so much. I don't know. But he loves you. Maybe I can say it 20 times, but I know. Jesus loves you. My brother, no matter what it is, he really loves you. Maybe you wanted to hear that. He loves you, man. And he's there for you, no matter what it is. So, whenever you're going through something, some things are, you're getting punches all over, remember one thing, that Jesus loves you. He loves you so much. That's why I never heard of anybody giving his life to somebody. It's like I give my life for my wife. I never heard it. It's only Jesus who gave his life for us. That is a greater love. He offered himself. Actually, I heard somebody say this. You can correct me. What actually kept Jesus hanging on the cross? It wasn't the nails. It was the love he has for you and me. Because remember, the body is heavy. The nail was in the wrist. That weight of the body can rip this meat here out. And the body falls. But the love for you and for me kept him on a cross. Amen? So just imagine the Son of God loving you. And he knows you by name. I think if you get anything from this, just the love of God. Know one thing for sure, that Jesus loves you and he cares about you. Because if you know that Jesus loves you, let me tell you something. Anybody can bring anything to you, you just say, man, I know Jesus loves me. Whether you don't love me, whether you treat me that way, there's one man who is thicker clothed than a brother. He loves me. Because the love of God is actually which makes us. That's why I'm still saved, because of his love. Other than that, man, I would have been dead, buried 6 feet under. But he gave me a chance. Amen. Can we bow our heads? Hope I'm still on time. Maybe you ask yourself, I'm not that great speaker anyway, but because of Jesus, I feel like sharing this to you because I don't know your life, you don't know my life, but at the bit you know, I love Jesus. So you are here, you're asking yourself questions, like, who is this man they're talking about? What can he do for me anyway? This man we're talking about is Jesus. And he wants to be a part of your life. Maybe you're here, you never gave your life to God, or you're backsliding. You're having so much on your plate, like, man, I can't even take this no more. Maybe you're even contemplating suicide or something. Because it's too much. You're like, man, it's too much. But what can I do? And you ended up here. You don't know about this man. You want me to pray with you to be a privilege and an honor. Oh, you're saying, I want that love. We can pray together. We can pray together. The pastor is here. So, is anybody want to pray with me? You want to pray with me? Stand up. Anyone else want to pray with me? Please, it's a honor to me. I'm actually, I don't know what to say. It's like, it's a privilege for me to pray with you. Anyone else want to pray? Can we come in front, please? We pray together. We pray together. No matter what the situation is, let's just give it to Jesus. I beg of you, no matter how heavy it is or how hard it is, give it to God. Give it to Jesus. I know it's not easy, but give him a chance. Give him a chance. Let him take over. He will turn the situation around. Because remember, he says, come to me, you are heavy laden. Most of the time we come to Jesus, instead of offloading everything to his feet, we stay with some things carried, and it's weighing us down. But Jesus shared his love for us. Amen? Can we join our hands together? My God, Jesus. Father, Lord, I thank you for these men and women, Father God, standing here. My God, you said your word is like unto a hammer, Father. Your word is like unto a fire. Father, you are the only one who can burn all those burdens, Father. You know your people, what they're going through. Father, help us. Help them, Lord. Guide them, lead them, Lord, into the way they will go. Give them strength. Give them courage, Father God, to follow you, to stand, my God, even to trust you. Father God, that their faith will grow stronger in you, Father. We bless you, God, because you're mighty, because you're strong. You are our strong tower, and we run unto you, Father. You're bigger than every problem. You're bigger than every disease. You're bigger than every financial struggle, Father. My God, you know each and everyone's need right here. Father, touch them. Touch every need, Father. Heal every sickness. Bring back the lost son. My God, heal marriages. Lord, you know their needs. And you said you shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. My Father, my Redeemer, we're trusting in you and depending on you. There is no other God we can run to but the God of Israel. We can run unto you, Jesus, because you are the only one we have. Father, we trust in you. We depend on you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Even as, my God, we live here, Father God, we'll be rejuvenated, Father. We'll go with strength. We'll go, my God, even our family member will see a change in us. Work in us, Father God. The work you have started, Father God, this evening. We thank you, we bless you, we worship you, Father. Because you're mighty, because you're awesome. We bless you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name.